15th, 2023. And then Sulling, Merrick, Alderman Mules, and Alderman Cook, and staff. We have any citizen comments? Okay, on the minutes for correction slash approval for April 18th, 2023. Should be in your packet. Got anything? Good? Good question? Good rescue?
I'm good.
All right, we'll take them as approved. On to new business. Item number one, PW 2023-41, selection of committee liaisons.
Okay, you've got two committees. That these are the ones where you guys can just pick anybody really to go attend to the meetings and report back. So there's no voting authority, there's no mayoral involvement. It's basically just who's interested and if you still want to assign somebody to those meetings. So you've got Park Board and YPSD.
So unless someone wants it, I go to Park Board anyhow. So
I've been doing YPSD.
You guys
are so good.
Okay,
cool.
I'll be there anyhow. Not going to
argue
that. We'll just keep it like it is then. We're on level 4, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No library?
I think Ken's keeping library's added.
Library,
technically.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
What's tourism?
Tourism is a mayor picked board seat because it is a voting board seat. So I believe that's. I think it's only mayor, and I think it requires city council consent on it. So
that was, I knew that was the
only one. PKSD this year.
Okay. It's as official as you guys want to make it. So any of these that are listed on here, you don't have to attend. We can send staff members. I've always said that every 2 years, just so you know. This is just kind of a relic of what city council used to do, because we didn't have staff. So at any point, give up your meetings and expect us to go really without issue. So.
Okay.
All right, are you guys okay with me that doing a PKFT too then?
Fine with it.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
These guys might have kids, so they're probably at all these stuff. Okay. Item number two, PW 2023-42, easement for contract A, water main, 1308 Game Farm Road.
All right, we need an easement for our current water main project that's under construction. This was needed because the existing water main at Hillside actually ran underneath the building. So they were very cooperative, took very little time to work through the details. They've already signed off and executed the easement itself. So we're just bringing it forth to City Council and certainly recommending approval. Once it's accepted by City Council, we'll get it recorded and then it'll be executed. We'll be able to complete the work.
Okay. Comments? Good. Okay, proceed. So that'll go right to Council?
Yes.
Do you want a consent?
It can be.
It can be.
Okay.
That's good.
Put that on consent. Item three, PW 2023-43, Heartland Meadows, consideration of acceptance.
All right, detailed memo and other information in your packet. They are ready for acceptance. So they've completed all the necessary punch list work and infrastructure work as it relates to what will be accepted. So roadway work, underground utilities, so forth and so on. There's a handful of sidewalks that are not complete because they're still constructing lots, but at least half of them are under construction, so we anticipate that will be complete at the end of the one-year maintenance period. So just a reminder, once we accept it, we have a one-year maintenance period. We'll do another punch list at that time. If the sidewalk's not complete, we'll ask they to put up a separate bond to cover that work. So certainly at this time, we're recommending accepting the work that's noted in that paper packet.
Okay. So basically, with the sidewalk part,
you'll at the end of the year, you'll have them issue a new bond, or are you keeping a small portion of this for that?
Yeah, usually it's up to the developer. In most cases, they will provide a new bond.
Okay.
Yes.
And what about in cases that they don't provide a new bond?
Well, then we won't release we won't release the 1-year guarantee, the existing bond that we have. So they have to have a bond in place, whether it's the existing one that they've reduced down or they provide a new one.
And even the reduced one is much, much bigger amount than the one for just the sidewalk. Yeah. So they want to get that one.
Maybe it would be good, so he understands, because this will happen a bunch, to explain it, so how that whole process works. It's, you want to
sure.
do it?
Sure, the acceptance okay. process. So it's in the subdivision code. So basically, once the developer completes all the required work, there's a process in which the city accepts all the public improvements. So the roadways, the water main, the sanitary sewer, the street lights, the sidewalk. So, you know, that starts the process of ultimately Public Works taking over and maintaining. So it's a certification process. The work is done. It's complete. It's to our satisfaction. So how the code is written in the city is that once it's accepted, which that's what's being considered tonight, then it starts the 1-year guarantee period. So basically, it's a 1-year time frame. In case anything else pops up, the developer's responsible for taking care of those items. So sometime early next spring, we'll go back out to the site. We'll do another inspection. If we uncover any items, we'll send that list to the developer, and they have to complete all those items before the city council will release the final bond.
And I think that triggers around, 60 or 70% build-out on a regular development, right?
We won't accept until they're done with at least 70% of the homes.
And then that's at that after that warranty period, so you understand, that's when it would get handed over to, most subdivisions get handed over to an HOA for maintenance. So that's when we would quit, because we still do maintenance, or we're responsible for the maintenance in that year warranty period as well, I believe.
The developer is developer.
Okay, through us. Because I ran into that in Wyandotte Ridge. There were some questions about some punchless items that didn't get done, and then some other items creeped up, and what happened is it wasn't their HOA, it was not going to take it over at that point until.
Wyandotte Ridge was definitely a special case because, bond being pulled and city doing some of the work and things like that.
Just to give you that, that's for the future because I'm sure you'll have that.
We have it later on in the agenda too, so good suggestion.
Okay. So connect one consent.
You can.
Correct or figures. Correct consent or.
I don't know about it right now. I think Chris is going to have some questions. He's going to probably want to pull it.
Okay. We can put it on the regular agenda.
Yeah.
All right. PW 2023-44 22023 sanitary sewer lining. Design and construction engineering agreement.
All right, we've got a fair amount of sanitary sewer lining we're going to be doing this year, $400,000 in total. So this engineering agreement would actually cover the design this summer and then bid out completion of the work this calendar year, hopefully. Of all of the sanitary sewers at the end of the engineering agreement. So the design engineering component of it is for right about $43,000. The whole thing is $43,000. The design component is about $26,000. The construction engineering component is about $17,000. So as a reminder, the design is usually fixed because they can estimate how long it will take to design those things. And in this case, that $26,000 does include $14,000 for sewer televising and cleaning. And then the construction engineering fees are paid at hourly rates depending on how long the project actually takes in the field, but it's an estimated amount of $17,000. So it is with the EEI, we recommend approval.
Any questions? And so this is really not construction, though, just so you know, this is just for Brett Fern to do the engineering.
To oversee the construction.
Correct.
Yeah. Cool.
Where are we looking to do these at?
Yeah. The map is on page...
It's 37.
37.
37 of the packet. It's Beecher Park, all the way down Tower Lane, portion of Salmonok, just west of 47, portion of West Center, just west of 47, good portion of King Street, all the way down to YBSD.
It's the old main collectors from the north side.
All in my
world.
So, just one question that I noticed here. There's a yellow line that goes underneath the like end zone area. How is that working?
It's working fine.
Is that we're going to be digging in there?
We are not. No, these are all, we're just the purple highlighted
just
ones.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And this is the lining where it's the inflatable polymer or whatever it
yep.
is.
Oh, yep.
So there's minimal digging required. You basically find the entrance and the exit to the pipe and hope that the tube, the flexible tube inside makes it all the way from one end to the other.
Yeah, we hope we don't have to dig.
Yes.
So is the school district aware of this line that runs through there so they don't dig it up? Or are they going to have to dig it up when they do their...
Nope, they are aware. They are aware. I know Brad's team, and then I also reviewed the drawings for what they're doing now, and they're aware of it.
Okay. Yeah, I just knew that's going to be under construction there, so. Good. Got anything that?
Nope.
Steve, Craig?
Okay.
So we're actually spending money on this, right?
We are, yeah.
We should probably just put that in regular agenda.
Okay.
Item 5, PW2023-45 2024 Water Main Replacement Design Engineering Agreements.
Okay, this is one agenda item and two agreements. So we have over $5 million in water main expected to be replaced next year. That's a combination of our normal program plus the extra stuff that we have to do for Lake Michigan in order to prepare ourselves for the Lake Michigan supply. Brad and Eric had teamed up and figured out that they think we'll get better bids. We actually split it into two contracts. We've had a bunch of local guys bid on the last few contracts, and they've been right around $1 million, $2 million, somewhere in there. And so our fear is that if we package it all together, especially since it's two different geographic areas, we might actually exclude some of the smaller contractors from bidding on it. So the proposal is to split it up into a contract A and contract B. And so this agenda item would cover approval of both of those. And it is design engineering only, so it's going to basically take several months for us to be able to design all the water mains, to put it out to bid in spring, to then construct it next summer, in 2024. So contract A is for $172,070. That is generally north of Fox River, west of 47, and south of 34. So kind of in the Conover area, and then where we were just talking about the sanitary sewers too. Then the second contract, B, is for $168,437, and that's in and around the Fox Industrial Park on the south end of town. So we split both those up. Hopefully they're in the $2 to $3 million range each. We get a bunch of good bids at a later date, and hopefully bids come in lower than we expect next year. So this is needs to be authorized now for the design work to be completed all of this year in order for us to bid it out next year.
I think Bart also put a couple attachments he sent out after we discussed it. I think people should have that, right? He sent out two, I thought. Two emails with the memos after the...
All that material's in the packet.
Okay.
So
okay.
I copy you on it as chairman, just so you know that when the packet is going out.
Oh, I thought I seen a couple emails about. After that, though. So it maybe got put in here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. Matt, anything for that? Or
no.
Okay. All right. What do you guys think on this one? Regular agenda? I mean, this is for the water, and I don't know if other people have questions for it or not. We'll just put it on the regular agenda. Okay, item 6, PW2023-46, Grain Reserve Unit 13/Release of Guarantee.
All right, and actually the next three agenda items pretty much have the exact same topic. So this unit was accepted over a year ago, and the developers now completed all of the one-year warranty punch list items. So all punch list items are complete. So we are recommending release of the final bond, the final security. There are a handful of lots within this unit which sidewalk is not complete. So the developer has put up a bond to cover those that sidewalk installation, not only for this unit, but the other two units that we'll be talking about in a second as well. So basically a pot of money to cover the sidewalk construction for all three units. So that was certainly acceptable. So we are recommending release of the existing security that's in place for unit 13.
So how do you know, I mean, you have like a ballpark number that you give them for the bond?
We provided
the remaining sidewalks?
Yeah, we provided the estimate. So we inspected this unit and the other two units and gave the developer a number. Yes.
Okay.
Which is roughly $45,000, if I recall correctly, in total.
So if I'm understanding the way that works, should they not do it, then we pull the bond and we do ourselves?
Exactly. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, it's kind of an open-ended obligation at this point.
Matt?
No questions.
Okay. Basically then, item seven. We can put that on consent, if everybody's agrees.
Sounds good.
You can pull it off a bit. Item 7, PW2023-47, Grand Reserve Unit 14, release of guarantee. And it'll be similar, I guess.
Yes, the exact same story.
Everybody good?
Yep.
Consent? Okay. Item 8, PW2023-48, Grand Reserve Unit 23, release of guarantee.
Yes.
Similar and consent as well? Okay. Item 9, PW2023-49, Supplemental MFT Resolution for Bulk Rock Salt.
Now that we're in the new fiscal budget year, we can approve the resolution to buy salt this fall. Something we have to do every year, and this year I'm looking at 2,160 tons at $95 for a total cost of $205,200. Nothing, it's a little more than last year. We did 1,600 last year, so it's 600 more tons.
Do you have an abundance left over from last year?
We have about 350 tons, 100 of which will go to the Kendall County building to kind of fill that up, and then we'll have 1,000 tons in storage there and about 200 at the shop.
What do we go through in a normal winter?
Between 1,600 and 2,500, just depending on if it's ice, if it's, you know.
It's hard to forecast.
Yeah, so last year we went light, so this year I'm betting heavy.
We also put the liquid stuff down when it's feasible, too.
We do brines with an 8% calcium chloride solution.
But the only catch there is it can't be raining when these guys washes it off, so you have to kind of have dry before the snow. Just so you understand, you're probably seeing the streaks on the pavement before, right?
No, it was. You said you factored in a 20% increase, so.
Yeah. And we have to bid in March. I have to say what we're going to take in March. We found out last year, right before Halloween, what the bids were.
Right, so you're just kind of hedging your bet on that so we can kind of
roll
in any savings back into the fund?
Right back. It stays in MFT. MFT is a totally separate fund from any of our general fund, water fund, sewer fund. It gets audited separately by IDOT along with our audit, but it gets audited separately with IDOT as well.
Just so everybody's clear, this will get bid out by the state, and then we'll actually pay whatever the price that the state bid is. So for the paperwork for the state, they request like a high-end authorization, so this is what we put in as far as a more liberal estimate.
We always put in contingencies in a budget for?
We build in a little bit. We can take 20% more than this bid. So instead of 2160, I could take 20% more. So that's already built in, plus our 1,000 tons in storage. Otherwise, you have to authorize another resolution to spend more MFT funds. And I know that we don't leave a whole lot in the MFT every year. I think we've been spending it down because of the highway projects.
big thing that I can remember, one year, did we have to buy some at
We almost
during
did.
During the winter, yeah.
Yeah, we had to reauthorize, and it was $120 a ton.
Yeah,
there were people paying $300 a ton.
It was,
yeah.
It was real scary about having to buy it then.
Yeah. So we're thankful for the 1,000 in storage, and if we can get this one, we'll be set for the year.
Any other questions? Spend the money, I'll put it on the radar. That sounds good.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, and item 10, PW 2023-50, purchase and sale of vehicles.
I hope everybody was able to follow along in the memo because there's a lot of numbers. As everybody knows, we haven't been able to find vehicles very readily. And when you do, you pay a premium or you wait well over a year to get a vehicle. We happened to find a van at the end of the year, but they were much more expensive than we thought. So we purchased one instead of two because we would have been over budget. So now we decided to look for a truck instead. And we found one on the lot in West Chicago. Haggerty's got one sitting there. He's kind of got a little, he put it in the back of the lot for us. He's kind of held it for about 30 days. So he's hoping that we take it. So this money would be money from last year that we would move forward to this year. I think Rob put a budget amendment in there for the FY23 budget. And this is for the water department, so it's out of the water fund, not the general fund or the capital fund. That's one truck. The second truck is an F-550. We had originally had two F-350s, which are one tons. We had those spec. The last two we bought were about $65,000, so I put in $70,000. By the time we got the estimates back, they would be almost $100,000 for a one-ton truck right now. And you cannot find an F-350 anywhere. I found two, as I gave as examples, and they'd be $100,000 when you're done outfitting them. So for $20,000 more, we figured we would keep those two trucks that we currently have, which are 7 years old. Still very good trucks, still a lot of life. We got stainless steel bodies on those as well, so we got them for a longer-term truck. That will allow us to get one slightly bigger truck by this. It's constructed more like a dump truck. Central hydraulics, it's got a much beefier frame in F-550. And it actually, I'm planning on this as a 10-year purchase like we would a large truck instead of a pickup at 7 years. We'd like to get it on order as soon as we can because the vendor that we order through says he thinks he can have it here by the time snow flies, which is incredible. So we're hoping to do what we can and ultimately save $20,000. Yes, we got one new truck less, but we saved two other trucks and were able to save from buying me a truck. We didn't buy the buildings of our facilities maintenance person a truck. So we're saving $100,000 there as well by keeping those two older trucks. I know it's confusing. I hope the memo is a little easier. Well, it's not easier to read. It's a ton of numbers.
Well, it makes sense that you're...
We're trying to do what we can.
One truck instead of two.
We're trying to do what we can to save a little money, utilize our trucks for three more years to hopefully these kind of stabilize in price and come back to some reasonable level. And we still have to plow the streets and we still have to haul, you know, material.
You highlighted some yellow here on the packet. Is that it says 200 days? Is that just to get the truck, right? And then another 90 to 120 or... to put the back in the...
That's what he said, but that's what they said on the bid. That's why I highlighted it, because he said he thought he could have it by the time snow flies this year.
So that would get you, if it was worst case, 200 and 120, right? That's,
yeah, worst case, it's a year.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering how you're going
to
have it.
But he seemed to think, I think he has the truck actually on order. I think that company is betting on somebody obviously purchasing that truck at a marked up price. So he's going to probably end up ordering the stainless unit to go in it with the purchase, and then that's probably all we're going to have to wait for.
Is the weight for the stainless steel part of it?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not too bad. There's much less demand for the stainless steel bodies than the mild steel because there is a cost increase.
So if I follow this, instead of trading in two trucks, we're just going to keep those trucks and get an additional truck.
Correct.
instead of buying two, yeah, we would have bought two otherwise, smaller trucks.
Right, but we were going to trade in two, so instead of having equal amount of trucks, we're going to bring on another truck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The idea would be you'd split the time between those two trucks that we were going to trade in with, you know, the duty of one truck.
You know, we kind of have an issue with one of the big plow trucks where we keep on getting price increases. Is there anything, any safeguard that way you're not?
I knew you'd ask that question.
Like, no one's offering this?
No one will offer a safeguard like that because they receive the increase from, say, Ford. Mm-hmm. They have no control over that.
So potentially we could be a year out, not have the truck, and have
you 100%
tens
correct.
Of thousands of dollars of additional.
But the caveat to that is you can always say we're out.
Yep. And we can always not
go somewhere else.
As a vendor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. not use them as a vendor anymore.
Is this the same vendor that we were using? That's
no. This is the same vendor that we use on our Mack truck that is supposed to be a 1 year delivery, which they have the truck now, so it looks like it's going to be a year right on.
Okay. The trucks you're referring to, those were like Macks or Peterbilts?
The Peterbilt is the one that we've had all the cost increase, price increases, and the delay. We're on over 2 years with the Peterbilt. The Mack, we've had one cost increase of, I believe it was $4,000. And that's still in the 1 year time frame. The truck is actually there at the shop. So it'll get in line now to get built, get the body built, and get it here.
Montgomery had the issues with Peterbilt.
As well.
Different one, but different dealer, but same manufacturer.
So that's why we went with Mack for the second one instead of a Peterbilt.
Well, at the bottom of this quote, it says there's a 25% restock fee on all canceled and returned orders. Are we subject to that?
No, if they say, okay, here's a price increase, you know, you got your choice. It wouldn't be the restock. The restock fee is if just like next week,
just randomly
cancel it, then there's a restock fee. Yeah.
Okay.
The good thing about this is what Ford, and so you could always wait your Chevy or you know other GM
I looked for Dodge, I looked for GM, I looked for Chevy. Ford is about all you can get right now.
I'm just saying if they were starting to jack us around, we have options.
Yep, you could always order from somewhere else.
They sound pretty confident we'd have it in time for the snow season.
That's what we're being told, and so far this person has not, or this dealer has not let us down.
Mm-hmm. So you feel good about it?
We'll get it about March, right, the last thing. But you know, all we can do is hope. Like I said, I think he has it on order. I think he's got the truck itself on order, and it must be due to come in.
Well, and then technically, since we're keeping the two trucks, you're not really like out of truck because
we'll be out of truck.
You
no.
guys won't have the new one in.
Just won't have the new one.
You'll run into more issues with the older trucks.
Breaking down, you mean? Yeah.
Especially during snow season.
Finding pieces in the roof.
Yeah. Well, we have one of those right now. I came back, the guy goes, I think I have an exhaust leak. No, you shot the spark plug out of the head. That engine's done.
Well, this is one of our trucks?
Yeah, but it was one that was, it had been used for way longer than it should have been, and it was going to be when we got rid of it. It was going to be just a scrapyard. There's nothing left of the frame. The frame kind of, or the body kind of looks like this on the frame. Frame's still good, but the body's kind of rotting away from it.
But the exhaust still solid.
Yeah, exhaust. It was.
But Matt's not like you.
Along with this one, though, too, there is a disposal of an 07 truck as well, just so everybody is aware.
Yeah, I think there's pictures.
Yep.
That's going to go to the AutoMart, wherever that thing is.
The guy he's on Oswego there? Mm-hmm. Yep. For the sister truck to this one last year, he got us, I think, over $5,000, which is incredible.
The parts guys have taken a couple of trucks over there.
They have, and so has the PD, so it's Kendall County. That's kind of, yeah, the guy gets us the best price. He treats us very fairly.
That's the one right there on 34th?
Yep, the old gas station right by the River Heights Vet Clinic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I was referring to last winter, you know, plow truck was leaving parts behind my subdivision as I was driving behind it and watching parts fall off.
Yep, that is that has occurred. You are correct.
So we'll probably put that on the regular agenda too then.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. No business. Is there any additional business? Anybody got anything? Okay. The meeting adjourned at 6:30.
Nice. Thank you.